Well, on today's show, we have Disney news about ESPN Plus, Woody's Lunchbox, and Marvel Knights coming to Disneyland, Paris. And so much more, all on this week's and today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Park Hopper John from WDWParkHoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Well, hey, everybody.
Hey, John.
It's that time. If you can't see what Tony's wearing right now, he's got some glow with the show ears. He's looking very festive. All the reason that we want to invite you to come on Monday nights to
watch
Facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast. You can watch us record the show live, and you can be part of the chat room. A lot of fun. We have all of our Disney friends there.
And then sometime during the week, it gets now posted to Facebook.
So. Yep.
Catch us over on Facebook.
Yeah, it's awesome. We do a lot of fun stuff. We're trying to get a little bit more stuff out there. So so what'd you do Disney this weekend,
pal? Oh, gosh. All right.
Keep it quick. We only have like half an hour.
Saturday, I was over at the Disney Hollywood Construction Zone.
That's true.
Where they're constructing a new park while the guests are in it.
That's right.
So if you want to see what a crane looks like.
Up close and personal.
Or a construction wall.
It's going to be huge.
So I was at the studios because my nephew had a band thing over there, and I was hanging out with him. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of construction going on.
Right.
We'll talk about some of the stuff that's happening there.
Right.
But it's just crazy. The front entrance, the parking, it starts in the parking lot, and it just gets worse. And it's funny because when you come in now through on Buena Vista, there's the two little, not the two little, there's the little booth.
The back-to-back turnstile thingy, the booth, the pay to park.
It's in the middle of nowhere now because there's nothing there.
I took all the trees and stuff out.
All the trees, all the road. It's just like, what? These people are like standing on an island.
What's fascinating about that, when you're driving on Buena Vista and you pass that area, you really get an appreciation for what trees and a berm does. Because now you're looking like, there's a parking lot over there. Well, how long has that parking lot been there?
I know.
It's the weirdest thing. It's really kind of cool how, you know, it's
when
something as simple as trees.
When I first drove past it, I was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah. Why are these cars parked on the road? That can't be safe. And all along, they've been there the whole time.
Yeah. And this is just a lot of stuff going on there.
So on Saturday. What was Sunday?
So Saturday, I will tell you this. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Hollywood and Vine for lunch charges $50 per person for a character buffet.
Yay.
I just find that very hard to swallow.
I watched the last part of Galaxy Quest, so allow me to laugh in the language of the aliens. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And not inexpensive. And you're not like me. I'll go to the buffet once or twice.
I went once. I filled my plate and that was that. And
you didn't even go to the dessert bar?
No.
You turn in your Disney card.
Yeah.
That's the best part is Disney dessert.
I know. And then Sunday, I went over to the Tragic Kingdom or the Magic Kingdom.
Don't hold back, buddy. Tell me how you really feel.
And really not a lot of construction going on over there. For a change. I mean, they're painting stuff in Tomorrowland.
Right.
It's not bolted down or a person.
I never know.
Our field reporter, Vince, sent me a picture of they've been painting the Tomorrowland cars. So everything is getting painted over there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The only construction walls were over at Skipper Cantina, and we believe that's where the Club 33 is going to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
And you ate at Tony's, right?
I ate at Tony's for dinner.
You're a big Tony's fan, right?
Yeah,
you
like Tony's. That place. I like Tony's.
It's a good place. It's okay.
Yeah. This
edible. It ain't Ravello.
No, it's not Ravello. And it's not Mario and Enzo's.
It's better than Mario and Enzo's, but it's nowhere near Ravello.
That's what I was saying.
That's how I would
and,
say
it. And our friend John disagrees with me, but that's
Panda?
Okay. Everybody gave their own opinion. And like I told him,
he's a shill for the company now, so his opinion doesn't matter.
When you pay for it, the food tastes a little bit different.
That is true. There you go.
You know,
not that I mean to start a war with John. I love Johnny.
Yeah,
we're friends, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom, everything seems to be pretty much the same. Not a lot of crazy stuff going on in there.
Right.
I'm sure it's going to be kicking into high gear. I did go back by Space Mountain, check. You know, there's really nothing going on. There's stuff, if you go down past the Contemporary, and of course, from if anybody knows where the Pluto parking lot is for cast members, you'll know there is construction and stuff going on back there, but
right.
It's not visible from inside the park yet.
Right. So this weekend, the only thing I did Disney was I had some beers with some Disney friends of mine that I met through the podcast. And I worked on my www.parkhoppers.com site. That's it.
Wow.
I did nothing. It was a busy weekend. I had a lot of things going on. I had class on Saturday. I will not tell you what the class was for. Because we'll start a conversation that I don't really want to have.
Oh, boy.
It was a good class. It was all good. But that was all day Saturday. And then Saturday night, we did our thing. And then yesterday was working in the morning, and then professional wrestling show all night because it was a long show. So I didn't do anything Disney yesterday or this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible Disney fan.
Yeah,
I'm a horrible podcast. I'm a horrible Disney blogger.
It's okay, Mr. Donnie.
It's okay, John. Just relax.
Disney will still take your money.
They'll always be there. They're like a trusted pillow. They'll always be ready to accept me.
Yeah.
So other than that, anything else you want to add before we get into it?
I don't think so.
All right. So stay with us, everybody. There's nothing else we can do but get into the news. We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a 4-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
So, ESPN Plus, which is the new subscription streaming
service.
We've
been talking a lot about this lately.
Yes. launches on our anniversary, which we'll talk about more in a little bit, but April 12th, the innovative new service, which will have a subscription price of only $4.99, will offer fans a dynamic lineup of live sports, original content, and an unmatched library of award-winning on-demand programming, including hundreds of live Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, and Major League Soccer games. Guess you couldn't get that NFL contract, huh? Thousands of live college sports events and highly anticipated boxing events, PGA Tour events, Grand Slam tennis, rugby, cricket, and more.
Hope this is going to be curling.
I'm looking forward to dodgeball on the Ocho. ESPN Plus programming lineup is built upon four key pillars of content, thousands of live sports events, high-quality original shows and films, exclusive studio programs, and an unmatched on-demand library. Additional details about the array of content will be announced in the coming days and weeks.
This is what I'd like to see. This would be the thing that would attract me to go there. The Wild World of Sports, the old wide,
old school stuff,
old school, and
you mean the thrill of victory,
yeah,
and like, the agony
like
of defeat,
Howard Cosell stuff.
Oh yeah,
you know, because he was an ABC guy, and the celebrity games that they used to have, it'd show those old things, you know, with Farrah Fawcett against Lee Majors, you know, Suzanne Somers against John Ritter. You know, they had all those fun events. They did a redo of it, but it was terrible. So I'd like to see that. You know, I think a certain percentage of the population has this want for nostalgia, you know, to hark back to the old fun and good times that we used to have.
Right.
You know, in a not so serious world where cyber hacking and, you know, drones and Facebook data was not an issue.
Correct.
You know.
So I do another podcast with a couple guys who are really into sports stuff. And a few...
Are they signing up?
Maybe. I don't know. They're not really big fans because the last year or so, there's been like just bleeding talent. And they're trimming the budget as much as they can. And so this is kind of like a... You know, this is what their answer is, because there's just not enough people who are going and watching the TV shows.
Right.
You know, and they're getting rid of a lot of people that, you know, trimming the fat. And
cutting the cord.
And so there's a lot of people who think that this is going to be great. But, you know, the problem comes with all streaming services. And we're going to talk about this ad nauseum when the Disney streaming service comes out. There comes a point when it becomes too much.
Mm-hmm.
When it was just Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime, wasn't that big a deal. But now you're talking CBS has a thing, ESPN has got a thing, everybody's got one, and is wonderful
DirecTV,
as it is.
DirecTV, Slingbox,
has got one, Slingbox,
T-Mobile, YouTube Live. Yeah.
You know, there's so many different streaming services out there. They're nickel and diming you to death. So there's such a glut of that right now. I think it's very difficult for people to be really excited about anyone. And unless you're a huge baseball nut or one of the other sports that we mentioned, if you're a football guy, this is not going to be something you're going to get excited about.
Not initially.
No. And, you know, for the American consumer, I don't know how exciting we're going to be about cricket and curling and dodgeball on the Ocho. But, you know.
I know the... The baseball, you can stream off of their site even, and get full on stats and all this other, you know, stuff. I think some of it might be paid for, but you can get some pretty, you know, intense viewing experience online. So I don't know, we'll see. Okay, we're gonna talk a lot of Toy Story stuff in the next couple months.
I know.
This is just one piece of the puzzle. So you may ask, Tony or John, what's in Woody's lunchbox?
A tuna fish sandwich.
And a broken glass thermos.
Oh, man, I hated that.
I know.
Man, I was so
pissed. Sound that it used to make?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you dropped it on the bus, right when you got on the bus, and you heard it, and you're like, oh, man, that was orange juice.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the worst.
It's like a little musical instrument. That glass thermos.
It's awful.
All right, so opening up June 30th is Woody's Lunchbox, and we'll dish up all sorts of sandwiches and sides and blend classic flavor combinations with a modern twist, plus nostalgic soda floats and specialty beverages. I wonder if they're going to serve alcohol back there.
Maybe.
I don't know. This is all being done by Disney's Flavor Lab, which is the concept development kitchen. And here is some of the food lineup that we have coming. So for breakfast, you can get a s'more French toast breakfast sandwich.
Yes, please.
Or a smoked turkey, eggs, Swiss, pepper, and onion on a sourdough.
Sounds okay.
Or a breakfast bowl.
Just the bowl? I got to eat the bowl now?
Yeah, just the bowl.
Oh, okay.
Just the bowl. Next up. For lunch, you can get a barbecue brisket melt.
Yes, please. I'll have one.
Or a Monte Crisco with raspberry jam.
Say the name of that sandwich again.
Monte Crisco.
Crisco? There you go. I will eat a Monte Cristo, but I will not eat a Monte Crisco. I don't mean to make fun of it, buddy.
Some Crisco fat?
Crisco. Have some,
just slather
have
it
some,
on there.
Have some lard, deep fried lard, and some jam on top of that.
And a tochos? Tachos. Tachos. I think these are tots that are going to be dressed up as nachos.
Tachos.
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 Sounds like a new character from a Pixar film.
Okay. Coming 2021.
Tachos.
Tachos. The other white meat.
Other potato.
Potato. Sorry. You're right. Yeah.
He replaced Mr. Potato.
Oh, too soon.
We now call him Tacho.
Yeah. No, he's his Latin cousin from Tijuana.
Well, he can't be from Mexico.
I am Tachos.
We have a border.
From Tijuana.
Yeah. Then there are going to be some sides. Sides include a tomato basil soup, vegetable macaroni salad, and potato barrels.
Nice.
Which are tachos without the
tachos.
And then the new sponsor, the mini Bay Bell snack cheese.
Those Baby Bells, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For dessert, they got the raspberry lunch box tart. So this is like a Pop Tart. A banana split yogurt parfait. And soda floats.
I could be down with a soda float.
Yeah.
Soda float.
There's also going to be an adorable alien sipper, which may be purchased and filled with any fountain drink or the signature Mystic Portal Punch, which is Powerade Mountain Berry Blast with flavors of lemon, lime, and tangerine. So this is a clear tumbler with a like a clear dome top, and the straw is a claw, and then there's an alien down at the bottom.
Right. Nice.
Of the mug. So it looks like when you put the straw down, like the claw is getting the alien. Very cute. I'm sure it's going to be like $24.99.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure the next one's going to be $24.99.
The big kids can enjoy the backyard with grown-ups lemonade cocktail, which is a cherry vodka, a Duella lemonade, and a black cherry puree. Beer and hard cider.
I'm down with that. Dude, that cocktail sounds amazing. Yeah. I want one right now.
Yeah.
I could use it.
So it'll be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. Yeah. It's
all coming June 30th.
Yes. Everything but the merchandise.
That's right. We'll get to the merchandise.
Yeah. You want to talk about the meetups since you just did the story?
Yeah, sure. April 21st, we are going to the Star Wars The Void. The
VR Experience.
This will be at Disney Springs. We're going to meet up at 2 p.m. down by the Void. And then we're going to do our Void experience around 3. So if you want to do yours around that time.
Yep.
Certainly more than welcome to do that.
Come on.
You will need to go get your own tickets at thevoid.com. They are $29.95 per person.
Mm-hmm.
Then on May 26th, we're going to go over to the Baseline Tap House.
Yeah, come on.
Over to the studio's at 7 p.m.
Pizza coming back to haunt you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then after that, hopefully we'll get to see the Star Wars Galactic Experience thing, whatever they're calling that thing there.
Yes,
at night.
Galactic Fireworks Spectacular.
Yeah.
That thing.
And then on June 23rd, we're going to meet up at 2 p.m. at Port Orleans French Quarter for beignets. First one is on us. So
the first beignet is on us.
Yeah. Okay, so April 21st is the meetup at the Void.
Mm-hmm.
We need a phrase, John. What do you think it should be?
For what?
If you come up to the first person that comes up to John or I and say, "May the force be with you," we'll get an additional little extra something that I will bring. So
May
April 21st.
Be with you.
Yes. Come up to either John or I and say, "May the force be with you," and I will have something extra for you.
May I also recommend that when you come up to me or Tony, say, "May the force be with you" is the phrase that pays and help me remember, because Tony will remember. I'll be going like, "And may the force be with you as well." But I'll try to remember. Yeah. That'd be great.
Okay.
Yep.
So that'll be on the 21st, April 21st. If you want, we are looking for some bloggers, photographers, videographers. If you live near a park or visit parks pretty often and you want to help us out, send us an email at disneyparkspodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget that your Amazon Echo and your Google Home, all you have to do is say, play the Disney Parks podcast, and your device will play away.
Mm.
Don't forget to go visit us at the DisneyParksPodcast.com/shop. We have some limited shirts on sale at a very, very nice price.
A very attractive price.
Yeah, some of them are pretty cheap.
Yep.
Yep.
Or attractive.
Yeah, or attractive. And then don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you get your podcast from.
All righty, my friends. It's time for some Marvel Nights at Disneyland Paris.
Nice.
For annual pass holders.
Wow.
Really excited, less excited, not excited.
Right.
Disneyland Paris has announced via an email to annual pass holders that the next annual pass holders night will be held on July 7th of 2018. Now, this time it will be themed to Marvel. The night is exclusive for Magic Plus and Infinity annual pass holders, the two highest grossing categories available. Those pass holders can bring up to two people during the event. Tickets go on sale on the 19th of April for a price of a mere 39 euro, which is a little less than 50 bucks.
That's pretty cheap.
I would do that. The airfare would be a pain, and plus I'd have to buy an annual pass.
Right.
On the 19th, Disneyland Paris will share more about what to expect on that evening. A big headliner might be the Marvel Superheroes United show at the Studio Theater. That's one of the main events during the new season, Marvel Summer of Superheroes, that will start on June 10th. On March 30th, 2018, was the first annual pass holder night for Infinity pass holders only, and that was themed to the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror because of its 10-year anniversary. Visitors were encouraged to come in their soiree de gala, dressed as Hollywood citizens from around the 30s, and various actors roamed the park and the attraction to make the experience even more magical. The night opened with a projection mapping show that was also shown during the inauguration of the tower. There's also a dance party, and several attractions were opening. The Rock and Roller Coaster even got a special one-night Tower Zone overlay with lights and music. Let's see. At the Tower Hotel Gifts, there was also exclusive Hollywood Tower Hotel key available. Visitors received a goodie bag to start the evening with a luggage label in the same theme. So, if the next annual pass holder night brings new exclusive experiences and items just as the first one did, this should be an event to really look forward to. So, for all of you people who might be visiting or are pass holders and are listening from Paris or in the European area,
yeah,
please let us know. Take some pictures.
Right, yeah.
Write up a couple of paragraphs and send us some pictures. I'd love to see about this.
Because this is something we're not going to see for a very long time.
We are not going to get this.
At least not here on this coast.
Not for a while.
Yeah.
Not for a while.
Maybe on the other coast, but not here.
Right.
Okay, last week we had a trivia, and the question was, who did the voice for Madame Leota?
Tim Allen.
No.
Dang.
It was Eleanor Audley, and the winner is Connie and Jim, and it's in the mail, as we'd like to say, Connie and Jim. And we got a message that they listened to us while they exercise. So I always like to know where people, you know, consume it, you know?
Nice.
It's just me.
Yeah.
This week's trivia question, John, is what Disneyland attraction was renamed Rescue Ranger Raceway for several months in 1991?
I can't even guess because I might guess right. I'm going to say It's a Small World.
No.
Dad, how come I can't get these right?
I don't know.
I'm a horrible Disney fan.
If you know the correct answer, send us an email at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a Small World brought to you by the Voices of Liberty?
Yes.
Okay. What do I win?
Yeah. You win a prize.
A nice one of these.
Oh.
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 I was out of camera shot.
Yeah.
All right. So, my friends, I mentioned this at the top of the show. We do a show every Monday night at 7 p.m. before we do the regular live show just for our Patreons. And if you want to find out a little bit more about that, you can go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Not only do you get an exclusive access to a Facebook page that only you guys can be a part of, you can chit chat there, you can chat with us, you can see the live show just for you guys on Monday, but you also get ad-free shows, you get video content that only you guys get, you get new offers that we're always trying to come up with ways that we can share some really cool stuff with you. And whatever level you decide to support the show and what we do here, we've got some awesome perks and stuff for you guys there. We use those funds to help keep the show up. Hosting is not free. To pay for the service that allows us to do the video stuff ain't cheap, nor is it free. So that's what we use the money for. And if you believe in what we do here and you appreciate the work that we put in, that's how you can help us out. So if you want to do that, visit us at patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, and you could be one of the awesome folks like James, Krista, Grant, Ernie, David, Sam, Jennifer, Ross, Ron, Jeremy, different Ron, different Jeremy,
yep.
Willie, Michael, Mike, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and Katie. Multiple Katies.
Yep. Okay, so Agent P over at Epcot is getting a little makeover.
Nice.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
He's now recruiting via the My Disney Experience app.
That app, man. Is there nothing it can't do?
Yes. Give you correct information.
That is also true.
So, starting this past Sunday, April 8th, guests who have downloaded the My Disney Experience app can receive a message attempting to recruit them for Agents P World Showcase Adventure via the app.
Yay.
At selected locations throughout World Showcase, Major Monogram will send guests a message to help stop Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Was that close?
No. Okay. It's Doofenshmirtz.
Schmirtz? Okay.
Yeah.
Who is on a conquest to take over the World Showcase. Guests who choose to take on their mission can click a button and then will be taken straight to the Agent P World Showcase Adventure website. Guests will receive the initial message from Major Monogram at the following locations: the Future World Bridge, International Gateway, and the Mexico Bridge.
Olé!
Olé! For more information on how to sign up and play Agent P's World Showcase Adventure, head over to www.agentpwsa.com.
That is fascinating. So now you can, instead of getting that little thing that every person on the planet has touched,
mm-hmm.
you can do it via your phone.
And they can let go of all those cast members that do that.
Oh, my God. No, because they have to have people.
No, they don't.
Wow. So they're not going to have anybody there to kind of.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I geez. Think they're going to rely on this.
That sucks.
The instructions will all be in the app.
Wow.
So that's what I think this is. I think this is their, you know, putting aside some cast members. Hopefully they're reassigning them to other things.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, you have your choice. You can either
do this over do here.
You can leave the company
over, yeah.
or you can go to housekeeping.
Yeah. Right.
That's where we need you.
Yeah. Can you push a broom or make a bed?
Can you make a bed? Do you have a problem yeah. cleaning up underneath beds?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. It's very interesting. That app, man, I hope they have encryption on that thing like nobody's business.
Listen, it's a horrible app. It locks up on my phone all the time. I find it to be very annoying. And I also think it's a battery sucker.
Yeah.
Because once you open it up, if you forget to like shut it down, it will just suck the life out of your battery.
Yeah, sucks the fun out of everything.
Because it's always pinging. To know where it is and how to get you here and right. show times and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's just a battery sucker.
Wow.
That's what I find when it's open.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Make sure you find us over on Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Find us at DisneyParksPodcast.com, Disney Park Podcast on Instagram, and Disney Podcaster on the Twitter. We appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to us. And unless you have anything else you'd like to add, my friend, we will see you
in the box.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through one reach upon a star.